to your family and share what you're doing when you're out and about, and people be able to, you'll be able to capture photos and people be able to see what you're doing at home while you're doing it. You can sync the mobile device to the television.
So we're getting closer and closer, aren't we? Closer and closer to the day when, you know, our TV effectively becomes our computer hub.
Yeah, I mean, basically, you can access applications from the television. You can surf the internet. You'll be able to choose all your movies on demand, which you can do anyway now, but it's going to go one step further. Yeah, and all your favorite apps will sync through the TV. But it's just moving at breakneck speed. It's a phenomenal exhibition over in Las Vegas at the
moment. Right, so that's impressed us. Then the TV. What else has taken your eye whilst you've been over there?
Yeah, well, I was looking around at some interesting. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's going on. I mean, Intel Intel, who make the processors in PCs.
Yeah, the little things that make our computers go whiz bang whoop.
That's right. They've basically decided to move into smartphones, which is interesting because they've developed a new chip which will house Android phones and Windows phones and maybe even iPhones, and that will change the speed and the processing power of using these devices. But some quirky stuff that I saw at CES was a company called HZO. Basically, they've created something that helps you protect gadgets from, you know, like everyone's dropping, people drop their phones in the bath and in this, you know, and, you know, there's a problem, but they've created this product called Water Block, and the demonstration I saw was amazing. A brand new Samsung tablet was completely submerged in water. When it was pulled out, it was fully functioning.
Really?
And this solved a massive, massive problem. So that was one thing that I saw.
Because you do, you take your phone and your tablet everywhere, don't you, now? And because it plays your music, it's got your emails, it's got your pictures. And you're sat in the bath listening to music, and all of a sudden, plop, and that'd be brilliant.
Yeah, that is fantastic. And the other thing I saw was from Toshiba, which everybody's looking at 3D stuff now, and people are using 3D televisions and wearing the glasses and what have you. But what Toshiba are doing, they're trying to push a new prototype, which is a real leap forward. Their new system, they have a laptop, which means it's 3D, but you don't need to wear an expensive pair of 3D glasses. Basically, it works by keeping track of the position of your eyes and adjusting the image displayed. It's still in prototype